You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I walk a straight line, shackled and chained. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Bloody
Angola,
a podcast 142 years in the making. A
complete story of America's bloodiest prison.
And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And Woody Overton, we've been doing 18 episodes. This is the 19th episode of season four.
Wow. Sounds like it's time for a rap show, right?
It must be. A lot, right? That is a lot. And y'all, we have so much fun doing this. We just go and go and go, and before you know it, we've got four seasons in one, but we love it that way. And so today we thought it was fun to not only kind of wrap up the season and discuss our thoughts on the episodes that we did drop, but give you a sneak peek into what Woody Overton, I think, is going to be our best season ever.
It's absolutely going to be the best because we got the best stuff coming up, and you did the best research, and we got guests and everything else.
Yeah, we really bring in, we're raising the bar to say the least for season five. But let's talk about season four, which y'all, our most successful season to date. We had so many different subjects that we covered. And when we envisioned this podcast, that was one of the things that we envisioned was covered, being very broad about how we covered Angola.
Right. We told you, you know, every story would be different. We've had some that were uplifting. We had some that were mentally disturbing about crime. And we had just everything, right? Yeah. We're going to talk about some, but, you know, it's all varied and all true.
Oh, yeah. And we started off season four with The Rise and Fall of Sea Murder.
That's right. Great one, right? Yeah. And we got a lot of response from that.
And really kicked off the season.
Really, really excellent. Loved it. And I didn't really understand that he was such a legend
in
Louisiana.
Yeah, he really was. And what a story. And, you know, a lot of what we covered surrounded the fact that his case, there was never a whole lot of, say, proof. Right. There was a lot of circumstantial stuff. And we covered some of the holes in that case and also covered some of the things that pointed towards C-Murder being involved. But we left it up to the listener to kind of judge for themselves what they thought.
Right. And we brought you a lot of facts on it, researched and watched documentaries and everything else. And then you got it from our perspective and you, this story, and me, the detective on it. So very interesting. If y'all hadn't heard it, you need to go listen to it.
That's right. And then we went straight from there into When Evil Escapes, which was the story of Casey White and Vicky White.
Yes. That's crazy, right? And y'all, it ties back into Angola, Bloody Angola, because that's, unfortunately, those relationships develop.
Yeah.
And that's a very real deal. And here you have this career lady. I mean, her whole life's been about this.
Yes.
And then she falls under the spell of this monster big dude. And the story that unfolds is just so crazy. And how they end up.
Yeah, the ending on that one was fire. And we want to remind everyone, you can go back and listen. If you hear us mention an episode that you haven't listened to yet, you can go back through and you'll find it. Just scroll down through season 4. In episode 3, we started our death sentence series, which covered the death row exonerations with DNA and things like that taking place in Angola specifically.
Yeah, right. And those cases were phenomenal. And I know a lot of people are against the death penalty and always say, well, it wasn't, you know, you come home and find your kid raped and mutilated, et cetera. But this shows the other side of it, and their valid argument that, hey, you know what? Sometimes they get it wrong. And
that's right.
So we gave you the unbiased truth on these people that got out and what actually ultimately happened to them. And go back and listen to it, because you'll find a common thread on every one of them that got released.
Yeah.
And then so well.
That's right. And then, you know, we felt it only right to cover those that were executed for the right reasons. There was, preponderance of proof. And that was with our Death Chamber Part 1. And just covered those guys that walked down and sat in gruesome gurney.
Right. And we told about their crimes, we told about some of the pill stuff, but then, you know, last meals, last words. And I think you find in most of those that some of the last words are almost the same.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ruin it for you, so go listen to it. But I've always been super fascinated by the last meals and the last words.
Yeah.
And it's a great, great, great two-part series, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it might have been two parts.
Two parts. Right. And because there's that much information and that much fire in it.
And so after that, we kind of got back to telling you the stories of some people that have, you know, this guy in particular is still sitting in Angola, and that is Principal to Murder, Justin Grenier, who committed some crimes in Gonzales, Louisiana.
That's right. Yeah. Very, very interesting, to say the least.
I found that as well, because Justin is one that, gained popularity on TikTok and some other places because he was on a show that featured Louisiana State Penitentiary and his work through through several programs that they offer, and does appear to be someone that is very resentful of his crime and all of those sorts of things, but we're not going to ruin it for you. Yeah. Go listen to it. Season 4, Episode 6, we covered the escape from Angola in 1953. That was Ricardo Escobar.
That's right.
Home invasion.
Yeah, he did. And my grandfather actually ruled in this case.
Yeah.
And so my namesake, actually, or I guess I'm his namesake, and my son has the same name, but it's different time and what happened in this case. And it was, I think, the first time ever any kind of verdict had come down like that in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
For an escapee.
Yeah. It's a good one. Check it out. Season 4, Episode 7. We finally did it. We brought you Becoming the Warden, Burkane Part 1.
Yes. Man, what a legend. Good. Such an early influence on me in my professional career when I worked for him before he became the warden of Angola. He was the warden of Dixon Correctional Institute. Y'all, this story is amazing.
Yeah.
And his story is amazing.
It really is and continues to this day.
And we actually did several episodes.
Yeah, we sure did. As a matter of fact, Season 4, Episode 8 and 9 are the second and third parts of that series.
Right. Y'all, it covers everything from him coming up as the warden in Angola to how he turned Angola around, even to Hurricane Katrina coverage.
Yes.
Right. And the bus station and all that. So, yeah. Go listen to it. Yeah, I get goosebumps. That dude just is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, if you have a warden cane, I didn't mean to say that dude. That gentleman is amazing.
He really is. And you know, if somebody's listening that knows him, we'd love to talk to him.
Right.
We can do whatever. We can go up there. We can record him remotely, whatever. But I do know that he has paid some attention to our to our page, and we'd love to sit down and talk to such a legend. Season 4, Episode 10, we went back to the death chamber. Had a lot of people wanting us to follow up on that with more execution stories, and we brought you Death Chamber Part 2. Mm-hmm. And then Episode 11, we wrapped that series up with a Part 3.
That's right. And
we actually covered all of them from 1980 on.
That's right. And all the way up to Gerald Bordelon.
Yes.
And which was the last one put to death, and he's right here out of the Livingston Parish.
That's right.
Very, very interesting, and you get to see the true nightmare of evil these people are.
Absolutely. And then Season 4, Episode 12, we went ahead and did a Part 2 to death sentence and talked about more exonerations that have happened due to DNA or other technicalities. It doesn't necessarily mean when someone's exonerated, it doesn't necessarily mean they didn't do it. It just means there was, unless it's a DNA situation, it just typically means that there was a technicality that was discovered later on that may have changed that sentence from death to life in prison.
Right. They may have commuted it or what have you, but it's very interesting on each individual case.
Yeah.
And no two are the same.
Then we brought you to Season 4, Episode 13, and we started the Angolite Files.
Yeah, this is the best. Those are fun, man. And where we go back, y'all, to the oldest editions that Jim found and the wording they use. And we read the actual articles, and most of them are just really, really short, but it's like, they didn't have any entertainment. They didn't have TV or radio station back then, Angola's radio station. But the wording are just crazy.
Yeah.
And the things they talk about, it's just, I mean, that's what I know people, that's one of our most popular series. So y'all got to check it out.
You know, and it's a little plug on Real Life or a Crime here, but it's funny that Woody, okay, so he just wrapped a really, really good series that you got to go hear. When we were, I guess you could say, marketing this, one of the things that I put out there was that this was your seat inside a courtroom during an actual, death penalty trial. And Woody really brings you inside of that as he goes over these transcripts that were very important and needed to be included. But you do something unique, which is, I end up doing the same thing from time to time, which is your voice almost changes, and you go into this role, and it's like great because
you get into character.
He gets into that character, and he's like, "Let me ask you something." Love it, man. So go listen to that on Real Life or a Crime for sure. If you have the opportunity. In Season 4, Episode 14, we brought you The Elite, Chase team.
Ooh, what a great story.
Oh, that was a good
one. The best of the best at what they do. And not only for Bloody Angola, they're so famous they do it. They get calls for assistance everywhere.
Absolutely. But
if you're going to run, that's one group of men that you don't want coming after you.
Yo, you don't. And
they've got it down to science.
They really do. So go listen to that. Learn all about this Chase team that is probably one of the best, if not the best, in the nation.
I put them up against anybody.
Season 4, episode 15. We had so much response on Becoming the Warden that we dropped a episode called Catch Your House. And it was Woody and Unspeakable's Kelly Jennings joining him as a guest on that show. And they discussed their relationship with Burl Kane, having both worked for him.
Right, right. Very, very interesting. And you get to hear from an old correction officer's point of view and then a classification officer's point of view. And of course, two totally different jobs. And KJ has awesome stories too. It's a great episode.
Yeah. And then we just continued on and something happened in Louisiana that was generating a lot of talk in the news. And because, you know, we have a lot of ambiguity with this show, we bring you current stuff too, if it's making these kind of headlines.
Right.
And we felt like this was something important. And the response we got from people that listened after the fact, let us know that it was important.
Phenomenal.
And that was the Louisiana clemency debacle.
Yep.
Part one.
And that's actually a worldwide watch situation now, because it's the first time it's ever been done in the history of certainly the state of Louisiana, but in the history of the United States and probably the history of the world. And then you have both sides, right?
Yeah.
And certainly the people that wanted to these things to go through. And then I just don't understand it still.
You and me and a million other listeners, apparently. And we actually, y'all, got some very special messages from families of people who are actually facing this.
Right.
And they, you know, wanted to just thank us for shedding light on that. Of course, no thanks needed. That was our honor to do. And all of those sorts of things, but it really hit home to both of us the importance of what we're doing as it relates to situations like
and,
that.
And we ended up telling y'all where they were from, what the crimes are, and it's just, you got to listen to it.
Yeah, and then we continued on with season 4, episode 17. That was part 2 of the clemency debacle. And then after that, we even dropped a bonus episode called Just for Patrons, called The First 20, that covered the first 20 of these clemency hearings, the first 20 inmates that are coming up for these hearings.
What it covered, y'all, everybody got the base list of the crimes and where they're from, et cetera. For the patrons, and thank you, patrons. The show wouldn't run without you, and Apple subscribers now. We really delved into their crimes, like told exactly what happened and who was murdered and why it was aggravating circumstances and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get any deeper than what we gave them.
That's right. And so that episode just was absolute fire. And then season 4, episode 18, we went back to the Angolite and we did 1954 through the inmates' eyes and covered several Angolites in and around the year 1954. Right. And one thing that's really great about those Angolites is it really does give you the view from that convict's standpoint.
Right.
So, I mean, they speak
and even the language they use, of course, most of those terms wouldn't be not only politically correct today, but just flat out strange to hear some of them. And we didn't read the whole magazine, y'all. Yeah, we just picked out certain little articles throughout,
right?
Everything from dude who got busted for stealing peanut butter, which they put it in their all own words, to such and such, and they worded a different way, but basically got stabbed and such and such today sprung a leak, or however they say. But you got to go listen to it. If you love Bloody Angola and you love the history of the show, I mean, these articles and the wording and all the history, and it's just the day-to-day life on the plantation back then is crazy.
It really is. And, you know, the great thing was back in those days, they didn't censor things that got out of Angola like they do now. Those Angolites, I mean, they really talked about some stuff that would make you raise an eyebrow on that. No way it would get out now.
Right, right.
No. But back then?
And back then, really, though, the it was really put on for the convicts.
Yeah.
You know, and then it became nationally known and everything else, and people would get subscriptions. Hell, I had a subscription in the 90s, in the early 90s. But back then, it was more like their newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And so that was the season that, you know, our most fire season so far, as Woody would say. Yep. And so when we're looking back at this, we're like, man, we just set a real high bar for season five, but we're up to the challenge.
That's right.
We're up to the challenge. We're ready to tell you more. That's right.
To the next level, baby.
The next level. That's what we do. And so we're going to give y'all a look right now into season five and some things that are definitely going to take place. And look, anytime you start off a season, you look for that one story, that one character that really grabs an audience, because you're constantly gaining listeners. So that's kind of your goal, is I want to put something out there first that people can really, you know, get attracted to. And we found that.
Definitely did.
Charlie Frazier.
Probably the most infamous convict ever. Well, I can't say that.
I would say in the South, I mean, for sure.
That certainly the Brent Miller killings and stuff like that are hard. But this guy, overall, what he did, how he lived his life.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
And what he did, where to eventually end up in Angola and all the things that happened, holy smokes. I mean, but y'all, we're going way back in history here. I mean,
30s.
It's not a stretch to say that heard our episode in whatever season, the Red Hat cell block. It's not a stretch to say they built that cell block for Charlie Frazier. He was a badass. He could escape from anywhere, but I'm going to tell you everything about
and,
it.
And he did.
And Jim Chapman has outpunted his coverage this time. Now, wait till you see. And patrons, you'll get to see more than anybody else. All the documents and news stories and photographs. And this is just it's going to blow your mind. And as any proper great story that I've learned over the years doing on Real Life Real Crime, it's going to have to be a multi-part series. You're going to want it to be a multi-part series. The only thing you're going to hate is when that episode ends, because you're like, the next one.
There's no doubt about it.
And the patrons, of course, will get it commercial-free and early releases. So.
That's right. And look, with this particular guy, ever since we first started this, season one, I have been digging. It is very, very hard to get information on this particular guy, Charlie Frazier, for a multitude of reasons. One, back then they just didn't keep records like they do now.
No social media.
Yeah, like there's things that happen over time. News, things get lost.
TV channels or whatever.
No doubt. This guy, I'm telling y'all, I'll make a promise to you. In my opinion, this will be the definitive history of Charlie Frazier. No doubt about it. I have over 100 pages worth of information. Now, we're going to free ball this thing and free ball. That's kind of a weird term. We're going to free ball it. We might not wear no underwear in the studio today, but we're going to definitely talk off the cuff about this guy. But patron members, I want to say this just for you people. Look, everybody that gets this show outside of a patron or outside of an Apple podcast, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Anybody that gets information outside of that is getting it for free. And we love that. Look, everybody cannot be a subscriber. So what we ask for those people to do is, if you want to pay us back for the hours and hours we spend doing this stuff, all you have to do is share the podcast. And that is all we would ever ask for those that, you know, just are not in a position where they can support any other way. We appreciate that. We love it. We get it. And so those people we thank as well. But our patron members are, you know, they have a financial investment in our success, and that's huge. And we love all of you, whether you do that or not. But for those folks, we give them something extra for that.
We give them a lot extra. Patron members for Bloody Angola. She's doing a little TikTok right now because we don't do enough of that, right? That's the BA, right. Y'all on TikTok, we're discussing the ending of this season and the beginning of the next and the fire stories. And we love y'all.
That's right. He actually just dropped it. So check out that TikTok, by the way, Real Life, Real Crime on TikTok, and you'll see all kinds of great stuff. But getting back to that, this particular Charlie Frazier episode, I have newspaper articles, clippings. I have actual records from where Charlie Frazier checked into hotels and signed his name.
Right.
I have actual pictures of the places where people were killed.
Yeah.
All of that we're going to put patron members.
I really think it's going to be such a success. Somebody's going to want to do a documentary on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've already done all the work.
If you're not a member yet, join in the next couple of weeks. We're also going to talk about a little guy by the name of Huddy Ledbetter, who is otherwise known as Leadbelly. Look, for those of y'all that aren't familiar, he is probably the most popular, or one of the most popular, convicts ever in Bloody Angola. He was a blues musician that actually got released from prison
because he was a blues.
Because he was, you know, some people say he's the best blues musician ever.
Ever.
So we're going to be covering the story. His story is absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Phenomenal story. We're going to be doing that this season. How about y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Look, we've been working on getting someone on the show that I've never seen an interview that this guy has done.
Me either.
But he has done something that is worldwide famous, and that is he was the detective that actually caught Robert Lee Willie and Joe Vicario.
Not only caught him, he's the one that actually got confessions out of him.
Yes.
The FBI and everybody else that was there, they flew Mr. Sharp in. They flew him in, and he got the confessions.
So this season, Detective Donald Sharp, who, for those of y'all that are Robert Lee Willie, Joe Vicario, well, let me tell you this. Sean Penn played the character in Dead Man Walking that these guys were based after.
I think he won an Academy Award for it.
I believe he did as well. This exclusive interview with Detective Donald Sharp coming at you this season. Yeah, get ready for it.
And we want to thank him ahead of time for coming in and doing this.
He don't have to do it. I want to thank his daughter who reached out to me and kind of got me in contact with Detective Sharp.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And a fan of the show. Listens to the show. That's shout amazing. Out to her.
Yeah.
Also, how about, you know, there's something in Angola that we've been requested since season one to talk about, and that is the rodeo.
And by the time we get to this story, the rodeo happens four weekends, every weekend in October, every year. And then I think one weekend in April, but anyway, it'll be that time by the time this story comes out. And I mean, it's just a whole different world.
Yeah.
And
we're going to bring you to it.
And it's so much that goes on and all that.
So we're going to be bringing you the Angola Rodeo. And how about something that I get a lot of requests for, and that, and actually a lot of people are shocked. They know that at some point through listening to our show that women were imprisoned at Angola. Yeah.
My grandmother was actually a correctional officer there for the women. It's part of the prison when my mama was a baby girl and lived on the beeline.
There you go. And I haven't even talked to Woody about this yet, but I actually have been doing an enormous amount of research on women in Angola specifically. I have a heck of a show that we're going to be bringing your way specifically about the women.
Yeah. Well,
so you're going to love that.
If the master historian researcher says he's got it, he loves to give me the juice before time. And I'm like, oh, wow. Fire.
Yeah, man. When I found the juice on Charlie Frazier, it was 11 o'clock at night. I'm texting Woody.
I was like, yes.
You're not going to believe what I got my hands on.
Yeah, when we finally do get to go take the tour of Angola, we're going to be able to maybe teach them something.
Oh, yeah. So, in addition to that, we're going to bring you a couple of single cases. And that have really made a lot of headlines in Angola. One of them is just a horrible individual. We're going to talk about not only his time before he was incarcerated in Angola, what he did, but we're going to tell you about what he did when he got there, which includes escape attempts. And it's a guy by the name of Brandon Scott Laverne. We're going to be bringing you that finally after a lot of research. And we're going to bring you another one that I have my eye on. But we'll leave that one a surprise. We'll let you wait. Now, so that's some upcoming stuff that we have. And we also want to tell you about some new features that we have on Bloody Angola that we've been constantly working towards. When you're running these podcasts and you're doing these things, it's a constant work because you have to stay up with technology. And one of the things that I felt like we, and Woody also felt like we had a gap in, was our Apple Podcast listeners that, you know, we have a patron, and let me tell y'all, the Patreon is where it's at as far as detailed bonus content. There's no limitations to Patreon. You can have several different tiers and all that, but some people just don't do it.
Right.
They just don't, you know, they're just not fans of it, maybe, of that website or whatever. We wanted to make sure we didn't leave them out. So we partnered with Apple Podcast to where you can get bonus episodes and early releases right from Apple Podcast. You don't have to sign up for another source. I think they just bill your Apple account like they do. Well,
the other thing about it is, Jim, is you get to, they get to try it.
Yes.
It's a 7-day
free trial. We're offering free trial for 7 days.
And so go in and listen to the content. If you don't like it, then great. But I can promise you, you're going to love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And
it's easy. It's like you said, it's different from Patreon, and I get that. But some people just want to be able to go and punch a button and listen.
Absolutely. And hey, look, we were honored to have Apple Podcasts approve us for that. That's an approval process, and it's not automatic like some things are. So it spoke highly of our show that they would approve us for that, wanted us on board and pushing us and all those sorts of things. Also, another reminder on that front. Look, two quick things. Bloody Angola, follow the Facebook page.
Yes.
Because we post all kinds of fun stuff on there. Sometimes it's just updates. Sometimes it's just what we're doing.
Jim always comes up with the coolest artwork for each episode.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Look,
y'all, he comes up with some movie quality.
I'm so proud of my artwork. That's another thing I text Woody at 11 o'clock.
Right. He's like, look at this. Look at it, man. I'm like, way outside my box with this fire.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, so check that out. And we also have a website where you can purchase Bloody Angola swag.
Right.
Look, we just added a couple of things. Another thing that our highest tier patron members get are they get a quarterly gift. Right. And we really, you know, we try to be in, we don't want to send the same T-shirt 10 times or a different T-shirt every time. So every time we send that quarterly gift, it's something different.
Right.
So those of you out there that I know are listening right now that got one of those, post a picture and of you holding it, maybe a selfie, and send it to me, and maybe I'll send you something extra and put it on the page.
And I was is it only, not only is it Bloody Angola related, this latest round we even signed it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Jim and I both signed them.
That's right. And we'll be offering those also for purchase. I just got to get those uploaded to the website, and you can buy. We have a few of those left, and you can be – you can be styling in some Bloody Angola swag, but don't forget about the, you know, the website and the fact you can listen to all the episodes directly from it if you chose to. It has a swag store. We also do some blogging on there, so I'm sure I'm going to be doing a lot of blogging with it coming up with these crazy episodes. But you can check those blogs out, and those are great things to share on Facebook pages and stuff for people that may be interested. You know, our growth, which is what you look for, is nothing short of staggering.
Y'all validate us, and it's amazing. I want to say this, I think it's September 30th.
September 30th.
Y'all voted and made us a top 10 finalist for the history category.
Huge honor.
In all podcasts in the world and in the history category. And it's a huge honor. And, you know, hey, just to make the finals is fire and the top 10 in the world in history. And so if we're already winners, and I think we got a little real legit shot because you fans.
Yeah.
Right.
I do too. So September 30th, that will be in. Look, another thing with the Facebook, we're gonna post the link where you can go watch it live. They have a little award ceremony online. Right. You can click on that, and you can actually watch the whole podcast awards online. And they'll announce the winners and play little videos, acceptance videos. And
just want to thank y'all again for getting us there. Just under a year old.
We love it because, you know, with this award ceremony in particular, the fans vote on it.
That's it.
Not a panel of people that don't know us.
People's choice. Y'all did it.
Yes. Yeah.
It belongs. And with the top 10 belongs to y'all, not Jim and I. And if we win it, that would be another blessing. And the award belongs to y'all.
That's right. And so just a last little thing today. This will be a shorter episode than normal because it's a wrap up show. But we want to let you know that next week we're going to do a little episode swap, and we're going to have everything. We're going to be prepping for season 5, but we're going to put a fire episode of Real Life, Real Crime on the feed here with Bloody Angola.
Absolutely. And it's going to be love, and I love it. We hadn't done one of those in a long time.
Right.
And we're also going to put a Bloody Angola episode on Real Life, Real Crime original.
That's right, because everybody that listens to one doesn't listen to the other, or our numbers will be exactly the same.
So
hopefully someone will hear that maybe, you know, we'll introduce other people to the family. Yeah.
And y'all, this is a process, and certainly it's a business. And with, you know, so many podcasts come and go, but we have grown and grown and grown, and we've made it. And yes, patrons, thank you so much. Now our Apple subscribers, and thank you to our advertisers.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. HelloFresh, which
y'all
is advertising
look
on this episode.
Look, I'm a foodie, and I'm not just giving a senseless plug. That they've been sponsoring me and through Real Life, Real Crime since like 2019, and the food is phenomenal,
right?
I mean, I guess I get stuck in my old Cajun cooking ways or whatever. They send me this box of stuff, and I'm like, but you know, all the sauces and the fresh meats and everything are in there, and I've never been disappointed. But some of times I'm like, tell my wife, I'm like, I'll reorder that right now.
Yeah.
And it's a great deal.
It really is. And so in the show notes of this episode, you can go down, I believe it's 50 Bloody Angola.
That's the code.
You get all kinds of perks. It's like 50% off 15 meals or something like that.
It's way cheaper than going out to eat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or having something delivered.
Especially with that code. But make sure you use that code, y'all, and we'll link it. We're going to talk about it in the description of this podcast. Just scroll down. You'll get all the information you need on that deal. And it helps support the show. It helps keep your grocery bill down.
Right.
And we're helps very fill thankful. Your
stomach with some great food.
That's right.
And you'll be looking like a crackhead like me for that box to be delivered. Yeah.
That's it. And so. And it makes you look like a heck of a cook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 You want to impress somebody? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so check them out, HelloFresh. We're very thankful for them. And look, on another note on that, and the last thing we'll bring up on sponsors, if I've had a few local folks to Louisiana ask about sponsoring Bloody Angola. If you want information on that, just shoot me an email, jim@localleadersthepodcast.com or bloodyangola@gmail.com. I check the first one quicker than the second one. So that one I check every 5 minutes. So yeah. The local leaders is the best one to use. But I can give you some information on how you can be a local sponsor.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different options on that. And we have a huge listener base, especially here in Louisiana.
Absolutely. And we give you guys a special deal because you're local folks. Right. And we want to help you out. So until next time. I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton. I'm blessed and love all y'all.
Yes, your host of Bloody
Angola,
a podcast 142 years in the making.
The complete story of America's bloodiest prison.
Peace.
I walk a straight line, shackled and chained. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Rango the Three.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.